JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, spotlight on healthcare in the country's juvenile facilities as we head over to Metcalf Street for one of the Ministry of National Security's We Transform Health Fairs. And later, a tip from the Plant Quarantine Division. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
Join the Child Development Agency for our annual Candlelight Vigil and Concert on World Day for the Prevention of Child Abuse, Sunday, November 19 at Devon House with the theme, United We Break the Chain of Abuse, featuring performances by Jermaine Edwards, Carrie Sales, Rondell Positive, and more. Let's join hands in praise and prayer for our children, Sunday, November 19, 5 to 7 p.m. at Devon House. Admission free! The CDA, protecting children, transforming lives, securing the future.
Over 500 children and staff at juvenile institutions across the island are to benefit from a series of health fairs being staged by the Ministry of National Security under its We Transform initiative. The events, the first of which was held on Wednesday at the Metcalf Street Secure Juvenile Remand Center in Kingston, will run until January 2018.
We intend for the health fairs to benefit all 4 juvenile institutions, and we intend to hold fun days, dental care, eye screening, electrocardiogram, blood pressure checks, cholesterol testing, and first aid presentation, but also has a game arcade. We want to ensure that it is attractive for learning.
State Minister for National Security, Senator Pernell Childs Jr. He adds that the fairs will also include life skills and healthy lifestyle training. This component of the We Transform program is expected to boost the general health of staff and juveniles at the facilities while helping to promote positive social behavior.
We intend for the children and the staff to be equipped with the requisite knowledge and tools to abstain from the use of illicit drugs and unhealthy and inappropriate sexual practices. And we also anticipate that specific institutions will have their staff trained and equipped with the skills for them to train the children in the area of sexual and reproductive health.
The We Transform Youth Empowerment and Reintegration Program was implemented in 2016. The health fairs will benefit children and staff at the Metcalf Street Secure Juvenile Remand Center, the South Camp Juvenile Remand and Correctional Center in Kingston, the Top Hill Juvenile Correctional Center in St. Anne, and the Rhea Corber Juvenile Correctional Center in St. Catherine. Vision 2030 Jamaica creates a framework for urban and rural development that supports the economic and social development of all parishes. It's part of outcome number 15 under Goal 4 of Vision 2030. View the dashboard of indicators at vision2030.gov.jm or call 906-44634.
The following is a tip from the Plant Quarantine Branch in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries. Travelers to Jamaica are required to declare all agricultural products, such as seeds, fruits, vegetables, and ground provisions, to prevent the introduction of pests, such as insects, fungus, virus, and mollusks, that could threaten the agriculture sector and the environment. This declaration must cover all items carried in checked baggage and carry-on luggage, as well as shipped items. That tip was brought to you by the Plant Quarantine Produce Inspection Branch.
On our community notice board, on World Diabetes Day, November 14, Sandals South Coast will host its Moves for Life Mini Expo on the resort grounds, which aims to inspire persons to make healthier life choices and prevent non-communicable diseases. The day will feature interactive health talks, spa and beauty services, a foot care corner, and BMI testing by the Ministry of Health. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying tuned. Join us next time as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.